Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Hammer and Nigel show. I know this is going to shock you, but I didn't stay up late for the IU game.
Man, those 9 o'clock starts, they are a little rough for the old dudes like us. That's a rough start time. Apparently, it was rough for the Hoosiers, too.
Yeah, so what do you make of that loss last night?
Maryland's really good at home. They haven't lost a Big Ten game at home all year. But I would have liked to have seen Indiana be a little bit more competitive. And I knew this would happen. Like a nasty, gross performance trying to suck all the life out of the upcoming IU-Purdue game on Saturday.
Yeah, and then Purdue plays tonight?
Yep.
Do they play tonight?
They got Penn State coming up to West Lafayette tonight.
Okay. Also coming up, more of the Hammer and Nigel show after 6 o'clock. An update on Joe Biden and more documents. Documents were not found at his beach house.
I love we're surprised. Whoa. Damn, I didn't find anything today. He didn't have a lot of secrets. I'll be a son of a blank.
I want to know. I mean, he's got another house in Virginia. Are they ever going to search that? You got to be thinking the DOJ, the Merrick Garland, the FBI are all like, yeah, well, you know, let's go down there and look as well.
You think Hunter is sweating a little bit knowing he left some drugs in some of those houses? Damn, I hope they don't find my pipes.
My stash. Well, sad news to report. The inventor of Peeps candy.
Oh, like that marshmallow, like fluffy stuff you get around Easter time.
Yeah, the rabbit-shaped, they come in the rows in the boxes.
Little ducks sometimes.
Yeah, are they ducks or what are they?
There's rabbits and there's ducks.
Okay, and they're like stuck together and they come in a bunch of rows and they're in a box.
Straight sugar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. His name was Bob Burns, inventor of Peeps, died at 98 years old.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
Big number, lived a good, full life. We've got an update from Hammer and Nigel reporter covering the scene, actually.
The man considered to be the father of Peeps candies has died. Cause of death, yellow fever. When the doctor went to give him the bad news, he said, "Don't sugarcoat it." It's true, he was no longer a spring chicken, but everyone thought he was a real softy and a sweet guy. At the service, there were rows and rows of mourners. In his will, his family was upset because he only left them a single marshmallow, and they really wanted s'more. And now that he's gone, he doesn't make a peep. Reporting from the father of the Peeps candy funeral, I'm Craven Sugar Buzz.
Craven Sugar Buzz. See, the thing is, there's probably a radio guy on like a top 40 pop station that has that name.
That's right. Craven Sugar Buzz coming at you.
I worked at a WZPL with a guy that called himself Buzz Craven.
I remember that name.
Yeah.
Why do I remember that name? Did he do Nights?
He did Nights.
That's what I thought. Okay. We'll be right back. It's the Hammer Nigel Show on 93 WIBC.
Close to tragedy, or been close to folks who have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No, well,